It's a great honor for me to be invited to share the Word of God with you today. My topic is Christian devotion in a pagan society. My text is 1 Peter 2, 1 through 12.
今日要读的经文是彼得前书第二章第一到第十二节， 由我用中文读出。 彼得前书第二章第一节， 所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、 诡诈并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话， 就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶， 像财生的婴孩爱慕那一样， 叫你们因此渐长以致得救。 你们若尝过主恩的滋味， 就必如此。 主乃活石， 固然是被人所弃的， 却是被神所拣选， 所宝贵的。 你们来到主面前， 也就像活石， 被建造成为灵宫， 作圣洁的祭司， 藉着耶稣基督， 奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。 因为经常说， 看啊， 我把所拣选所宝贵的房角石， 安放在石安， 信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。 所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵， 在那不信的人有话说， 匠人所弃的石头已作了房角的头块石头， 又说作了绊脚的石头， 跌人的磐石。 他们既不顺从， 就在道理上绊跌， 他们这样绊跌， 也是预定的。 唯有你们是拣选的族类， 是有君尊的祭司， 是圣洁的国度， 是属神的子民。 要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。 你们从前算不得子民， 现在却作了神的子民。 从前未曾蒙怜恤， 现在却蒙了怜恤。 亲爱的弟兄啊， 你们是客旅， 是寄居的， 我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲， 这私欲是与灵魂争战的。 你们在外邦人中， 应当品行端正， 叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的， 因看见你们的好行为， 便在监察的日子， 归荣耀给神。
The Apostle Peter is writing to first century Christians who were in a very similar situation to which we find ourselves today. Early Christianity was a minority movement. The values of the surrounding culture were very different from that which they had learned in Christ. Peter writes to them to give them guidelines as to how they should live as faithful disciples of Jesus Christ in a pagan society. In chapter 1, Peter reminds them of the salvation that they have in Christ. Salvation that is celebrated by the practice of baptism. He writes to God's elect, aliens in the world, scattered throughout what is today the western part of the country we know as Turkey. The Greek word diaspora represents the Jewish community scattered like seed throughout the Gentile world.
係分散喺呢個外邦人嘅世界當中。
So today we speak of the Chinese diaspora.
今日咧，我哋講我哋好似我哋嘅中國人都係咁樣嘅情況。
Or the Armenian diaspora.
或者好似嗰啲Armenian嗰啲亞美尼亞人都係一樣。
Or the Iranian diaspora.
又或者好似啲伊朗人都係一樣。
We have different cultures being spread all around the world.
我哋唔同嘅文化分散喺世界各唔同嘅各地。
And Christians are spread all over the world.
而基督徒信徒亦都係全世界咁分散。
Peter reminds them that the salvation that God has wrought on their behalf was not a last minute special emergency action on the part of God.
彼得提醒他们神赐给他们的救恩不是神在这个最后一分钟是一种紧急的情况下来到产生的。
Not only a salvation, a response to sin, problem of sin, but it's aresponse that had been planned from before the creation of the world.
神赐俾人嘅救恩唔系话因为人有罪，佢作一个临时嘅反应，而系佢老早有一个嘅预定，要系赐俾世人。
Peter says in chapter 1 that it has been planned according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
彼得喺第一章已经讲咗，救恩咧系有神嘅先见，一早已经神系预备好嘅。
And there and our salvation.Has been made possible by the obedience of God the Son.
而呢个救恩之所以嘅能够完成，全赖系神嘅儿子耶稣基督嘅顺服。
And the shedding of His blood at the cross.
喺十架上流血。
And it's been made real to them and to us by the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit.
而救恩之所以能够喺当时信徒嘅成就，亦都喺我哋今日当中成就。亦都係透過聖靈嘅聖潔嘅工作使佢成就。
In short, the work of salvation is the work of the triune God.
簡單嚟講，救恩係三位一體神嘅工作。
It has been planned by the Father.
係由父神去策劃。
Secured by the Son.
係由聖子去完成。
Sealed by the Holy Spirit.
由聖靈去印證。
As those who have responded to God's good news and who have repented from their sins, the believers to whom Peter writes have been born again.
咁凡係嗰啲對神嗰個福音作出回應、願意認罪悔改嘅人，彼得就形容佢哋係重生得救嘅。
They've been called holy, set aside for God.
佢哋係神所選擇一個聖潔嘅子民。
This is what baptism signifies.
呢個亦都係洗禮嘅意味。
Christians are called to a new way of looking at life.
基督徒蒙召，我哋对生命有一种新嘅睇法。
First, negatively, therefore, says Peter.
喺消极方面咧，彼得咁样讲。
Rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind.
所以你们除去一切嘅恶毒、诡诈、假善、嫉妒同埋毁谤嘅话。
These are the marks of the old way of life.
呢啲係以前嘅人嗰種生活嘅模式。
And then positively, like newborn babes crave pure spiritual milk.
喺積極方面就話我哋要愛慕純淨嘅靈奶，像才生嘅嬰孩愛慕奶一樣。
So that you can grow up into a mature salvation.
叫你們因此漸長，以致得救。
Babies are wonderful.
嬰孩係好可愛嘅。
When they're babies.
當佢係仍然係 baby 嘅時候
，But if when they turn 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, they still act like babies, we realize we have a problem.
如果嗰個嬰孩到2岁、3岁、4岁、5岁，仍然嘅行為都係好似初生嬰孩咁咧，我哋就覺得有啲嘅唔妥啦。
And so it is with Christians.
咁我哋作為基督徒都係一樣。
We need to grow up in the Christian faith.
我哋喺我哋基督嘅信仰上邊，我哋要成長。
And all too many many Christians are like babies whose growth and health is stunted.
好多我哋基督徒嘅成長嘅過程仍然好似嬰孩一樣咧，係靜止咗喺度唔生長嘅。
How do we grow up in the Christian faith?
咁我哋嘅基督嘅信仰點樣可以增長咧
？Basically, it's by cultivating the spiritual disciplines.
我哋係要操練我哋嘅屬靈嘅紀律。
We need to feed on the Word of God.
我哋要用神嘅话语嚟到做喂养。
That's our spiritual food.
呢个系我哋嘅灵粮。
You can't grow up in the Christian faith unless you immerse yourself regularly in the Word of God.
除非我哋係定期嘅用神嘅話語嚟到餵養我哋自己，我哋係冇法子可以增長嘅。
A second spiritual discipline is prayer.
第二個我哋能夠靈性會增長就係透過禱告。
Not only talking with God, but listening to God.
唔單止我哋向神講説話，我哋都要聆聽神嘅説話。
Thirdly, there's fellowship.
第三就係要團契嘅生活。
Being a part of the body of Christ.
成為基督身體嘅一個肢體。
Being a part of larger communities like this church.
成為一個更大嘅即係社教會嘅羣體嘅一部分。
Being a part of smaller groups of believers who meet together to take the faith seriously.
又或者信徒小組嘅，我哋大家都彼此對我哋嘅信仰認真嘅。
You can't make it in the Christian life by yourself.
我哋唔可以一個人自己過一個嘅基督徒嘅生活。
And you shouldn't try to.
亦都唔好咁樣去作嘗試。
Because you're doomed to fail, you can't be an isolated Christian.
因為如果你咁樣做咧，你係注定會失敗嘅，因為你唔可以一個人做單一嘅基督徒。
Fourthly, there's the Lord's Supper.
第四，我哋要守我哋嘅聖餐。
In the early church, the Christians celebrate the Lord's Supper weekly.
早期嘅信徒佢哋慶祝聖餐係每個星期一次。
And probably some even daily.
可能有啲人咧，每日都咁樣守住。
We celebrate the Lord's Supper monthly.
我哋喺呢處咧，係每個月守一次聖餐。
But it's very important to remind ourselves of our commitment, which we do every time we partake of bread and wine.
就係每一次當我哋喝杯食餅嘅時候，我哋都提醒我哋自己救恩嘅意義。
And fifthly, we need to practice worship.
第五，我哋係要敬拜。
This is the fulfillment of our priesthood.
这个是要完成我们祭司身份。
We need to worship God corporately with a group.
我们要做集体的敬拜。
And also individually in our daily lives.
我们每一天也可以做个人的敬拜。
Sixthly, we grow by sharing our faith with others.
第六，我们要成长是透过我们将我们的信仰和他人来做分享。
When I became a Christian at the age of just almost 15,
当我大概15岁嘅时候，我成为基督徒嘅时候
，I was told by the person who led me to Christ that it's very important to share your faith with others。
咁个传福音俾我嘅人话俾我听，呢个好重要噶，你一定要将你嘅信仰同其他人分享。
So I went out and shared my faith with all of my friends。
咁咧，我就将我嘅信仰同我嘅朋友一齐分享。
So it became known that Ward had really experienced God's grace and his life was changed.
咁咧，人人都知道咧，我 Pastor Ward 咧已經經歷咗神嗰個嘅恩典，我生命有改變。
So I think witnessing is a spiritual discipline as well.
所以咧，我哋做見證亦都係我哋靈命增長嘅一個因素。
Finally, we need to keep short accounts with God, confessing our sins when we fall short of His standard.
最後，我哋要向神負責。當我哋有犯罪嘅時候，我哋一定要向佢認罪悔改。
In 1 Peter 2 verses 4 through 10, Peter reminds his first readers, and he reminds us, of the twofold calling of believers.
在彼得前書第四到第十節嗰度咧，彼得咧就提醒我哋話，我哋信徒蒙召係有一個雙重嘅意義嘅。
What the leaders of the Protestant Reformation call the priesthood of all believers.
喺呢個嘅改革中，新教徒嗰度嘅領袖咧，佢話呢座咧就係。眾人皆祭司就係咁嘅意思啦。
And then secondly, the calling of believers to be God's ministers in the world.
第二個咧就係我哋嘅信徒係被神呼召咧，係成為咧呢個喺世界上係神嘅仆人。
Verses 4-8 focus on our calling to worship God.
第四節到第八節叫我哋要敬拜神。
Verses 9-10 focus on our calling to serve God in the world.
第九節到第十節。呼召我哋信徒要喺世界上嚟到侍奉神。
We can call the first of these our churchly calling.
我哋可以稱第一種個講法話屬於教會嘅呼召。
We can call the second of these our secular calling, our calling to serve God in the world.
咁第二種嘅呼召，我哋可以稱佢為屬世界嘅呼召，因為我哋喺世界上，我哋都要侍奉神。
God is building a beautiful temple, says Peter.
彼得話咧，神係建立一個好美麗嘅聖殿。
And he uses some very unusual building materials.
佢係用一個好特別嘅建築嘅材料。
He uses living stones.
佢係用一啲嘅活石。
You and me, our physical personalities.
就是你和我，是我们每一个人。
But he's also calling us to serve him in the world.
但是他都叫我们要在世界上服侍。
We're not just to be Christians in church.
我们不是只在教会里面做基督徒。
But we're going to be Christians out in general society.
我们在外面的社会，我们都要做基督徒。
We're not called to worship and serve him only on Sundays.
我们不是只是礼拜日回来才侍奉神。
Or even on a day off on Saturday.
或者我们只是礼拜六休息的时候。
But he calls us Monday to Friday and Saturday and Sunday to serve him in the world.
我们是周一到周五，礼拜六到礼拜日，我们都在世界上面都要侍奉神。
What is your view of the ministry?
到底你对这个侍奉的看法是什么呢?
Do you think that's what pastors do and paid employees who work for the church?
侍奉是不是只是牧师或者是教会的全职人员的事呢?
Or people who are foreign missionaries?
是不是只是去了外国做宣教士的人去做的事呢?
Or people who work for Christian non-profit organizations?
是不是在这些基督教非牟利机构的从事这些事业的人呢?
Yes, these people do ministry.
没错,他们都是侍奉的人。
But all of God's people are called to do ministry.
但是不要忘记所有被神所呼召的人都是侍奉的人。
If you read the New Testament carefully, the word translated usually ministry, is the word from which we get our word deacon, and it's always something that includes all of us.
如果我们小心地去看新约的时候呢，我们侍奉这个字呢，后来变成英文的 deacon, 执事这个字，意思呢，就是我们每一个人都是要侍奉神的。
The ministry is not just for pastors.
侍奉不是只是牧师的事。
Or foreign missionaries.
或者是宣教士的事。
Or teachers in theological schools.
或者是神学院的教师的事。
The ministry is something that all of us are or should be engaged in the world.
而这个侍奉是我们应该每个人都参与的。
Generally speaking, ministry is what we do when we're not in church.
一般来讲呢，其实呢，我们的侍奉呢，应该是不是只是教会之外，而教会之外的都是我们的侍奉。
All too often, many Christians seem to regard their secular vocation as either God's second best or something they're really not interested in.
好大部分人咧都認為咧，佢哋喺世上面嘅職業咧，喺神嚟睇咧係次好嘅，或者根本神對佢哋嘅世上嘅職業係完全冇興趣嘅。
I know some people are just dreaming to the day that they can retire.
有啲人咧喺度咧成日都喺度發，都好想自己退休。
Well, maybe retirement will open the possibility of a new ministry.
可能你人退咗休之後咧，會係當你可以係進入另外一個新嘅侍奉嘅，打開咗一道門。
But I would like to suggest that the Bible teaches that what we're doing now is our ministry.
但我想話俾大家聽咧，無論你而家做緊乜嘢，都係侍奉。
Paul says that whatever you do, you have to do everything to the glory of God.
保羅話咧，就無論你做乜嘢，都係為榮耀神而做。
If you're in business,
如果你做生意的,
God's calling for you is to be a faithful Christian in business.
神要你, 对你讲呢, 就是说呢, 你要在你的, 生意上要忠心。
To give value.
对你的客人要, 提供价值。
To serve your customers.
要服务好你的客人。
To bring honor to God by the quality of your work.
透过你工作的质素来到荣耀神。
Your work is not just a means of supporting yourself and your family.
你的工作不是只是你拿来养妻活儿的工具。
Rather, it's a means of serving God and serving people.
而是用你透过服侍人去服侍神的一种的媒介。
Whether you're a teacher, a nurse, a factory worker, electrician,
无论你是教师是护士，或者工厂工人，或者一个嘅电器匠。
Secretary, engineer, homemaker, student, accountant, or whatever.
或者你系秘书，或者系嚟工程师，家务助理，学生，或者会计师，无论你系边一个。
Your calling is to glorify God in your work.
而你所嘅蒙召，你应该做嘅，你就喺工作上荣耀神。
If we are to serve Him in the world, we need to be equipped to serve Him.
如果我哋要喺世上来到侍奉神的时候，我们必须要有所装备。
We need to be well founded in Scripture.
我哋要喺神嘅话语上牢牢扎根。
To be grounded in the faith and the truth of God.
要喺真理上有一个好坚实嘅基础。
We need to have a solid theology.
我哋有一个坚实嘅神学基础。
Theology is a word that scares some people.
我哋神学呢个字对有啲人嚟睇上嚟好得人惊。
We think of it as something very airy-fairy, very elitist, something that only really, really smart, highly educated people can do.
我哋认为神学一种好遥不可及、好深奥嘅学问，只系社会上一小撮人嘅学者系去处理嘅事。
But theology is simply thinking about theos, God.
其实神学就系一种思想神咁。
We're all theologians.
我哋每一个人都系神学家。
If we think about God,
如果我哋系思想神嘅时候。
If we talk about God,
如果我哋系谈论神嘅时候。
If we seek to be disciples of Jesus Christ in the world,
如果我哋系追寻要成为喺世界上成为耶稣基督嘅门徒嘅时候。
What the church needs is a theology of the people, by for the people, and by the people.
教会系需要一种属于群体嘅神学。服務群體的神學，同埋由群體完成的神學。
We need a theology of the people.
我哋要係屬於群體的神學。
We need to have a clear understanding of what God wants us to do in the world.
我哋要清楚明白到底神要我哋喺世上要應當做啲乜嘢。
The first three chapters of the Bible, Genesis 1 through 3, give us the foundation for an understanding of vocation.In the world, our calling in the world.
喺聖經開頭啊，創世記第一到第三章，好清楚話俾我哋聽，到底神創造咗人嘅時候，俾我哋嘅職份係乜嘢
？We are created in the image of God.
我哋係按照神嘅形象被造嘅。
God has created us to care for His creation.
神造人去服侍佢嘅受造物。
To be His representatives in the world.
成為佢世上嘅代表。
To be His stewards of the created order.The stewards of the created world. We also need a theology for the people. We need to have access to the basic tools for thinking clearly about God's plan for the world. Some of you have been involved in the Koinos program here at RCAC.
在當中都有份，有啲人會參與呢個RCAC 嘅 Koinos 嘅課程。
This is what we try to do to equip people to be God's people in the world.
呢個就係我哋嘅目的，要裝備我哋嘅人喺出去喺世界上服侍神。
And this is what the Alliance Biblical Seminary is all about as well.
亦都係宣道會呢個神學院嘅目的。
Theology is too important.To be left to the theologians.
神学是太重要了，不可以只是给神学家去单独去处理。
Theology is a necessity for all of the people.
神学是每一个人都需要的。
But we also need a theology by the people.
我们也都要这个神学都要由群体来到完成。
We need ordinary lay Christians, as well as clergy and professional theologians, to be involved.In the work of theology,
神學嗰個工作係需要平信徒同呢個全職人員嗰個神學家嘅聯手嚟到配合先至可以完成。
The task of theology of the theologian is to equip people for service of God in the world.
咁咧，神學嘅目的就係要裝備喺世界上有呢個工具去侍奉神。
This is what I've given my life to thus far.
这个也是我将我的生命奉献在这个事工上。
But I also need you.
但我都仍然需要你。
I need to listen to you.
我要听你的说话。
People who are not theologians in a professional sense or not Bible scholars.
我要听你们不是一种专业的神学家的说话。
Christian discipleship is a communal experience, a shared experience.
因为我们基督徒是一个群体的生活的经验。
Peter's conclusion is this.
彼得有咁样嘅结论。
Verses 11 and 12.
喺第十一、第十二节。
Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and exiles to abstain from the desires of the flesh that wage war against the soul.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂争战的。
Conduct yourself honorably among the pagans, so that though they malign you as evildoers, they may see your honorable deeds and glorify God when He comes to judge.
你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的。因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
If we understand and fulfill our mission as God's holy priests and faithful ministers in the world, this will have a powerful impact on society.
如果我们明白，我们能够完成这个神给我们的使命，作为神的祭司和忠心的仆人，我们就会在社会上引发一个强而有力的影响。
This is what enabled the early Christian church to make a profound impact on the world within a short period of time.
早期的教会的信徒就因为这样，他们在短期当中呢，对世界上产生了深远的影响。
People were impressed by the exemplary character of the early Christian personal lives.
他们在人的心目中都留下了很深刻的印象，是透过他们个人生活的见证。
People were impressed by the reality of their worship.
透过他们实质的敬拜。
And the pagans were impressed by the warmth of the fellowship, the alternative communities that they created.
外邦人亦都受到佢哋嗰个嘅团契生活嗰个温暖嘅感染，而创造咗另类嘅社群嘅模式。
If we respond to God in a similar manner, we too will make an impact on our community, and in concert with other Christians upon Canada and even the world.
如果我哋用同样嘅态度嚟到回应神嗰个呼召。我哋亦都会同样嘅，对我哋嘅社区构成一个同样嘅影响，初喺加拿大，甚至世界嘅其他各地。
May God, in His grace, help us to be faithful to our call, to be His priests and His ministers in the world.
求神施恩俾我哋，叫我哋喺佢呼召我哋嘅位份上能够忠心，喺呢个世俗嘅社会上边能够成为一个忠心嘅仆人。
阿门。